Join the Wall Street Journal May 20th through the 23rd in New York City for the Future of Everything Festival. Hear from over 75 renowned speakers and visionaries. Touch, taste, and interact with the products that are redefining tomorrow. To learn more and buy tickets, visit our website at foefestival.wsj.com. 20% off with code PODCAST.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. High school students eager to enter the working world are getting hands-on experience at their schools, to the point where they're earning certificates, allowing them to step right into the real world. We'll have the details in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Factory output in the U.S. fell in May to the lowest level since October of 2016, and economists tell the Wall Street Journal manufacturers are weighing the potential impact of tariffs on imported goods, and tariffs on Mexican goods will have a more severe effect than other tariffs. Currently, U.S. manufacturers face higher costs for many components and metals because of U.S. tariffs on goods from China and a strong dollar that makes U.S. exports more expensive. And newly released data from the National Bureau of Economic Research indicates that older workers, and especially women, are still facing age discrimination. In the latest study, researchers created resumes and cover letters for fictional applicants whose only difference between them was age, and they sent 40,000 applications for job openings in 11 states. The number of callbacks from prospective employers was significantly lower for applicants age 49 and above, and for the women, the age discrimination began at an earlier age than men.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why they've created Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Eno catches over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, and then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. It's another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
The number of high school students focusing on career and technical education is growing, up 14% over the past decade to 3.5 million. Wall Street Journal reporter Tawnell Hobbs is on the line with us to explain how schools are preparing students for the real world. So, Tawnell, why has the number of high school students pursuing these types of classes increased so significantly?
Well, you know, as we've seen the number of students enrolling in college after high school, that has dropped, we've noticed an uptick in the last several years of more students wanting to go right into the workforce, and the jobs are there.
So I guess this has a lot to do not only with the college enrollment levels coming down, but at the same time, we are in a very unique and historic tight job market. That must have a lot to do with it.
It definitely does. A lot of the teachers that I talked to in this this career tech school here in Texas, that is exactly what they said. They said that there is definitely a demand for these career and technical positions, and they have noticed more and more students signing up for these classes. Most of their programs have waiting lists.
And this is a really unique school you focus on in your story, the one in Dallas, that provides hands-on experience from everything from health to banking.
Yeah, this school is truly unique. And actually, when I visited this school, it was for something totally different. And then I get there, and the first thing I was met with was, you know, the outside of the school, there's two main entrances. And one of them was for a credit union, and the other was for the school. So it was confusing. And then I found out that the students there actually help run a credit union. And then that just kind of, you know, once I walked through the school, I mean, you know, these students are being certified in phlebotomy, as pharmacy techs. I mean, this school, and this is what they say, that it definitely prepares these students to go right into the workforce. And I could see a lot of that happening in this school.
And this is the Birdville Center of Technology and Advanced Learning. This is not a small school. This is a $16.5 million campus.
It definitely is. And they enroll about 1,700 students. It is a big campus, and I mean, it is state of the art. I was really surprised about the school. I've been into a lot of schools with career and technical programs, and sometimes they're not up to date or the equipment's broken. this school, everything was running. They had even, I was quite taken with their auto body shop. And there were 7 bays. They had cars and students were working on the cars. And everything really did seem to work in the school where these kids were getting hands-on learning.
And it's not just the school in Dallas that's providing these types of classes.
No, more and more I am seeing these type of schools crop up. And the unique things about these schools is that they are, instead of spreading out all your career programs to different high schools, which does cost money because you're paying for staff and you're paying for program costs, what some of these districts are doing, they're just putting all of the career schools in one building and they're bringing the students from their home campuses into these career schools to save money.
And the students are also learning their academic syllabus and academic curriculum as well. Is that right?
That's right. And that's why, and that's this setup, they actually get a lot of that academic, their courses, their academic courses at their home campuses. And then they bus them into the career center for the career portion.
And you alluded to this earlier, that this is not really for fun. These students, in a lot of cases, receive certification at the end of their coursework in the vocational areas, and they can go step right into the workforce right from the school.
You know, in the 2017-18 school year, there were 1,636 certifications received. And these could be everything from pharmacy tech to auto body to food management. And what these teachers tell me, these certifications allow these students to go right from high school right into the workforce.
And Tonell, these programs really give the students something to do aside from their academics. It really gives them a sense of academics and accomplishment.
These students are so ambitious. They know that they are in these classes. And these classes, at the end of these classes, they will be able to test for the certifications. And for these students, this is what they want to do in their career. So if you're, you know, in the pharmacy tech department and you're learning how to do that and you know you want to work in a pharmacy after high school, these students were so focused and so driven because they know at the end of these classes, they will be taking these important certification exams that will allow them to go right into the workforce. They believe that they have a head start over a lot of other students out there.
That's a fantastic program for high school students. And that's Wall Street Journal K-12 reporter Tonell Hobbs on the line with us. Tonell, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.